Welcome to the Simply Real Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, some dope music, guest speakers, and so much more with your one and only host, DJ Jenny V.
Se jodió, la vecina no sé qué bebió, el vecino no sé qué prendió, a la gente no sé qué le dio, pero todo el mundo está loco, todo el mundo está loco, todo el mundo rayado del coco, yo solo sé que montaron.
Play okay, 3, 2, 1. You know I'm the hottest. You ain't never gotta heat me up. I'm present when I'm absent. Speaking when I'm not there. Call them scary cats. I call them Carol Baskin.
What's up, Funk Nation Radio? You're dapping in with your girl Jennifer right here, DJ Jenny V in the building. Welcome to the Simply Vibe Show right here on Funk Nation Radio. Shout out to everybody here on Clubhouse. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's turn up. It's Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there celebrating. We got a dope interview coming up for you as well. Keep it locked in here. Tell your friends, tell your family. Log on now to funknationradio.com. Let's get it. Let's go.
Took a trip on the real creek tip. Yeah. Rule number one is don't repeat that.
Don't repeat that.
Rule number two, if they all came with you, they better know exactly what the fuck they came to do. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, just the kind of beat to go ra-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Just the kind of beat to go ra-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Wherever you all at, hope you're vibing out with us right now, the Simply Vibe Show. We got a dope interview coming up with Philo the Great, an artist, a producer, a radio personality, really just doing some great things. So y'all make sure to keep it locked in. Let's turn up. Happy Father's Day weekend to everybody out there.
Less a bad chick, the flow sick like old shit. You know this, I'm too fit to ever quit. Knocking these fools out like pool sticks. I do this, I move this, I prove this. Bars beat hard like a pound of bricks. It go up, jumps a boogie to the bang bang high. This the kind of beat to go ratata. This the kind of beat to go ratata. This the kind of beat to go ratata. Ta-ta. Ride and rule the girl when I act rah-rah. Me no never care, so me shake me pom-pom. Me a leader, so me don't follow. Missy Elliott, that's who I are. Back it up, kiss it, I'm it, I. Super duper fly, hee-hee-hee-ha. Body people, won't you put your hands up, I. 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 Body people, put your hands up, I. Hands up, I. The cannabis, the go right.
Hope you all living it up right now. We living it up right now. Let's get it. Let's go.
To everybody that we living it up, we say. So all my ladies, I'm living it up. Come on, baby, this is typical. Every day, one night thing, it's a physical. I'ma love you tonight, gang. Calling your name, put your phone in the range and roll over. I just really wanted to hold you. Time get to know you.
If you're with your friends and family right now, celebrating Father's Day weekend, hope you got a drink in your hand. I hope you're vibing out with us and you got a smile on your face because we're living it up. Life is all about gratitude. We all here on Earth today, so let's get it. Let's go. Let's celebrate life.
Hate me, only hate me, they don't trust me. And they say I'm lucky. You think I got time to blow all this dough and do all these shows? A flight in the llama charging white robes. Uh-oh, another episode.
Who do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What you do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
My
on a holiday, Miss Atkins. That's why they show love with more passion than average. And I ain't mad at you. Never leave you alone. Cause it's a song when I'm home, like a song when I'm gone. We both grown, both got minds of our own. Let's be hit it off at first sight, like love jumping. Mini zones, baby lover, yo, hate it all. From prissy women to women, that's overshadowed. But you know the ruby, living it up. They got all of y'all giving it up. I'm like, little ooh, baby, how cute are you? With a body that rides on sexual. I got a stick, I'll ride right next to you. Doing donuts and cuts. Then I open it up on the freeway, hand on the wheel, foot on the clutch. Rule, baby, not giving it up.
Who I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What you do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
My love.
Come on,
for
we get right. Come on, we get right. Come on, we get right. Live your life.
I'm on by the pool. He's wishful colors. And I've been waiting so long. Now I gotta resurface.
Oh, yeah.
You know we're ready to stop. All the red and we burn it.
I'm on.
Cause I've been feeling cool time. I've been feeling cool time. Quick, turn up. Oh.
I put
love,
but I guess you didn't know.
Let's
as I said, a story told.
I've been feeling full time.
Once again,
let's
cause I know it from the start. Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had it on my knee. I ain't sure you that I'm ready.
You love me.
All those times I said that I loved you.
You love me.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried.
Shout out to everybody here on Clubhouse. I see you, DJ 808. What's up, Bots? We got King B. We got Fila. We got DJ Short. We got Anita. Thank you all for joining right now. We got a dope interview coming up. Keep it locked in. Let's go.
Javier Gooden, and you are now listening to the Simply Vibe Show with DJ Jen. Get with it.
Cuando yo la vi, dije si esa mujer fuera para mí.
We about to turn it up. Let's go. Happy Father's Day. What y'all celebrating? What y'all doing tonight? Hope y'all vibing at the Simply Vibe Show.
Te fuiste de nivel, dura. Mira cómo brilla tu piel, tatura. Dímelo, dímelo, cómo es que es tatura. Yo te doy un 20 de 10, tatura, dura, dura.
Date limón y tequi. Yo soy como que se prende Becky. Después que me pongo triple X. Porque las shorty shorty son las del pique. Quiere conquistarme, págame el ticket. Cuidado, porque te vas a envolver. Cuidado, las mujeres tienen poder.
Tienes el toque, toque, toque. Miren el material, edición especial. Tienes el toque, toque, toque. Perdóname, te lo tenía que decir. Está dura, 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 dura. Está dura, mano arriba, porque tú te ves bien. Está dura, mamacita, te fuiste a nivel. Dura, mira cómo brilla tu piel. Está dura, dímelo, dímelo, cómo es que. Dura, yo te doy un 20 de 10. Está dura, dura, dura.
La dura de la dura, tengo suertecita la cintura. Pa' bajarte de esa calentura.
We got Philo the Great in the building. An interview with him coming up in just a short few moments. Keep it locked in here. Tell your friends, tell your family to log on now to funknation.com. Let's go, let's go. With your girl, DJ Jenny V in the building.
Salen porque tú estás dura, 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 dura.
20 de 10.
La dura, dura, dura.
¡Fuimos!
Número uno estás en primer lugar. Con esa baby yo quiero bailar. Y mami, cuando baila, ¿quién te frena? Eres una general, por eso te ves buena. Tira la pista urba, mami, si tú eres calle, me pierdo en esa curva. Bailando tiene resistencia y maratón. Le llama la reina de reggaetón.
Cuando yo la vi,
dímelo, baby girl.
Dije si esa mujer fuera para mí.
Let's go, it's Saturday night, turn up! What's up, Funk Nation Radio? You're listening to the Simply Vibe Show with your girl, DJ Jenny V, in the building right now. We definitely doing some dope stuff tonight. We got a dope interview with Philo the Great. Shout out to everybody here on Clubhouse. Appreciate you. Shout out to everybody tapping in from all over the world. We appreciate you for listening. Funk Nation Radio is streaming 24-7. That's right, 24-7. There's some dope DJs before and after me, so let's get it. Let's go. Philo, you in the building? What's going on?
What's good? What's good, DJ Jen? How you doing today?
What's good, Philo? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I got my spirits high after this morning's room with you on Clubhouse, so I'm doing phenomenal now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We did have a great time in the room this morning. It was dope vibes. It was organic. It was just, you know, what we do. We live, we love, and we laugh. And so we had a dope time in the room, you know. If you didn't make it, then you missed it. But the good thing is we got it coming to you the end of this month. I think the last Friday of this month is the 30th. We're going to be doing what we call Follow the Groove. And what Follow the Groove is, it's, you know, it's a lot of music rooms here on this app, Clubhouse. And it's a lot of dope spaces, a lot of dope music lovers. So what I tried last night, just on the fly, we had like Tahuti, DJ Too Short, yourself, Mojo. We had some DJs in the room last night in the room. So being that I respect each one of them's craft, what they do, I was like, well, let's just try some. Let's try Follow the Groove, where the DJ starts it off, plays a song of his choice, and the next DJ follows it up with Keeping the Groove. If you know being in the club, you got to have a dope DJ. You had a party, you got to have a dope DJ, because it's on the DJ to set the mood, to keep the sequence right, to keep the dance floor full. And he only can do that by following the groove, keeping the groove. And so you don't want to fall off as a DJ, because then they'll be wanting to shoot the DJ.
So yeah, I was a little hesitant to step in and start that too. I was like, they had to kick me off the start. It was definitely some dope vibes, you know. And I think that room, what I like about it is that you're giving everybody the opportunity to really just tap in and try something new, and everybody's welcome in there. So I love the whole community vibe of it.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Strength in numbers. I believe in that. I believe in you can't do nothing by yourself. They have a saying, if you want to go fast, you go alone. But if you want to go further, you go with someone else.
Facts.
And so I'm always want to go further and not be the fastest one there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I definitely know. Now, I know I've been rocking with you since you came on Clubhouse from the first day, and you're definitely a dope person. I know you're an artist. You know, you make your music. You're a producer. You're a military vet as well, so thank you for your service. Tell us a little bit about your background, what you got going on.
Well, a little bit about my background is, number one, I am a father. That's first and foremost. You know what I mean? I'm God-fearing as well. You know, maybe I should have reversed that order, God-fearing than a father. You know what I mean? But my background, pretty much I was born into music. Mother and father did music, auntie, professional gospel singer. So music just always been in me, around me. So, you know, it's not on me, it's in me. So no matter what, I'll be doing some form of music, whether it's writing, whether it's recording, whether it's managing, whether it's executive producing, no matter what it is, marketing, promoting, I'm always be involved in this business somehow because I love it. First of all, I love it. I can't get enough of it. I didn't put out projects. They're out under Philo the Great, PH like phone, ELOTHEGREAT. On all streaming platforms, go to any DSP and just type in Philo the Great. You'll be able to enjoy some of the catalog. But basically what I'm doing right now, I didn't step away from the music. And what I'm presently doing, Jennifer, is I'm entering the real estate field as well. So I'm doing that as well. So going
from music to the real estate. Yeah, and you did mention that you were taking the test and all that stuff. And, you know, as a father, as a musician, now you're stepping into real estate. How are you keeping that balance? How are you staying motivated? And congratulations, by the way, on getting into that field and taking that leap, because it takes a lot of hard work and dedication. And I can tell you have that mindset. But how do you keep that motivation going?
Discipline, just wanting more. Like, just want more. And I believe in timing is everything, you know, timing is everything. So me personally, how I stay grounded, I basically know it's a responsibility. I got to do it. So me knowing that I have to do it, that I have obligations, it allows me to be disciplined to get these things done. And so I just keep that on my mind, because if I don't do it, no one was going to do it for me. So I have to do it. And I just do my best to enjoy anything that I'm doing. To me, that is the main part of being successful, is enjoy what you're doing. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, then you're not going to do it wholeheartedly. You're not going to give your best effort. You're not going to be your best self in doing it. So you got to enjoy, first and foremost, what you're doing. And I just enjoy living. I enjoy waking up in the morning. When my feet touch the floor, I'm happy, right? Because I didn't got up and it's a new day. I'm still living. I can change anything that I'm going through. So pretty much, Jennifer, I stay disciplined. You know, I have a routine of things that I do, certain things, and I stick to that routine, try to operate within that. If something new comes up, I just try to shift it around, fit it in, but pretty much try to remain the same dude day in, day out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. The mindset is so important. You definitely got that winning mindset, which is what it's all about. We all want to win. And speaking of winning, we got to drop this track right now. We're going to come back and talk to Philo a little bit more, but let's drop this track right now. I see D-Bots in the room. This is one of his productions from D-Bots, The Cookout. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. Hope you all having a good night wherever you all at, and let's turn up.
I made some choices when I was younger. Now that I'm older, they cost me. I'm just out here flossing. Like I've been listening to the dentist. All of my haters mad. They hate it. They can't stand it. I'm winning. Oh, yeah, I'ma push it to the limit till I can't no more. And I never back down. My money raised. No, they raised. See, the struggling made me a better me. I am the person they thought I would never be. I'm cooking now, and they want the recipe. See, I could give it to you, but you can't whip it like me. And I could give you every pack, but you can't cook it like me. See, I'm a pro. When these they all rookies to me, I'm the biggest boat of them all. Some they never thought I'd be.
Winner coming to win, I say it again, I'm coming to win, I'm coming to win. They talking about Tennessee lottery. I'm a walking jackpot, so we should miss me to follow me. Hustling is a hobby. I do this in my sleep. My motivation is stacking paper. What other reason needed? I've been around cats that didn't want me to lose. But since they could the profit, I'll be to them. I wasn't abused. Fresh out of fucking shoes, so their emotions are bruised. But I can really give a my obligation not to lose. I know the streets watching like my name was Jigga. Suckers hating and they feeling sensitive as her triggers. Like USB is a liver. It's no denying it's bigger. Crown Vega is the name and that's just you remember.
So I dropped that track because we are in a winning mindset right now and it's all about winning. But I also dropped that track to show you all the power of music. Let me tell you, this track I listen to pretty much every morning and it gets me up and going. And that is the true essence of life, is when you can tap into music like this that can keep you motivated and keep you going. And Philo, I know that room is all about the power of music. Talk to us about the power of music and how it helps with healing and uplifting your mood and all those great things.
Man, music, you know, they got a saying, music is the soundtrack of life. And music, for me, it uplifts and inspires. That's why I do a music room here on Cleveland. I don't do really a audible room built on topics, based around topics. My rooms are strictly based on music because it's a feeling that I want to set. It's just the atmosphere. The energy of dope music being played, it transfers. Just like you said, when you came in the room, when you left, you felt better when you left than what you did when you came in the room because of that energy. Energy can't be created. You know what I'm saying? It can only be transferred. It can't be created or destroyed. It's going to be transferred. So that's why you got to protect your energy. You know what I'm saying? Because it can't be created. Your energy is yours. You got to protect that because people will drain you if you allow. Certain situations can drain you if you allow it. It's all about how you deal with things and, you know, your mindset, your, how you look at it, how you perceive it. But music has always got me through. It's always been a lifeline. It's therapy for me. So
yeah.
I love music. Music gonna always be my love.
Definitely. Music is definitely therapy. I love that you said that. You know, many people use it as an actual therapy. Many people have neurological conditions or things like that, but they use it. I even know people with Alzheimer's and dementia. I've been looking at a lot of studies that they do use music to help them improve their state of mind and quality of life. So music is a huge, huge, big part of everything that we're doing. I want to say hello to everyone popping into the space. You're listening to the Simply Vibe Show right now with your girl, DJ Jenny V, Funk Nation Radio. We got Philo the Great in the building doing a dope interview. Everybody on stage, I want to say hello. What's up, Brock, Tahiti? I got DJ Short, Anita, DJ 808, Bots, King. What's going on, Tiki? I see you down there. Anybody want to pop in? You want to pop off any questions you got for Philo or just join the conversation? Feel free. Let me know. Flash your mic. I would love to hear from anybody who was on Clubhouse right now. Don't be shy. It's all right. You guys are live on the radio, but it's all good. If not, we're going to go back to Philo and ask him a few more questions. So, Philo, you know, how is the whole real estate game going for you? I know you're just getting involved, but how is that fitting into your life, and where do you see that going for you?
Well, it's about generational wealth for me. That's why I jumped in the real estate game. I have a daughter, and when she goes to college, I'm going with her. But not to be a chaperone, but to teach her and invest, get investment property, so she will be able to live in the investment property as well as make money off of it. So I jumped in the real estate game because I see that for me, the type of person I am, as a source of generational wealth. It allows me to leave things and educate myself instead of just jump into it, but actually educate myself, get a license so I actually know what I'm doing for self, and then I can help others, you know what I'm saying, who want to be property owners, homeowners. I can help you reach that goal with my expertise, with my knowledge that I'm obtaining. But for me, it's strictly about generational wealth.
that. I love that. And that's so important to make sure that we set that foundation and grounding for our kids. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, just seeing everybody on here in Clubhouse right now and the power of music that we're talking about, the power of networking and the power of Clubhouse. I got to tell you all, it's amazing. You know, Bots is in the room right now. I know he's with his kids, but he's having his cookout coming up in August, which I'm going to be so happy I'm going to be there. I stepped into Philo's room this morning doing some great things, collaborated with him. King B is in the building and he's having so many great achievements with mental health, and he's got his new show coming out on Roku TV, which I'm now going to be a part of. DJ 808, Brock, I mean, everybody in this space got something really dope going on, and that is just the true power of networking. Philo, how has it been for you here in Clubhouse and the relationships that you've been building?
It's been cool to me because of the type of person I am. I'm familiar with Bots. They got a dope room that I be in the mornings. Him, Miss Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
School.
Shout out to networking. You know, no egos. Big up to them.
Yeah. So I be in that room too. So I network because, you know, your network, what they say is your network. But be careful because I'm just going to be honest with you. You can't get in bed with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you research. We living in a digital age now where you can research anybody. Should nobody be able to come blow smoke up your butt nowadays? You know what I'm saying? If you do allow that, that means you did not research. So research, research, research. Don't take a person at face value. I'm not saying be distrustful or don't trust what they say. No, just look them up. Verify. It's called verification. Verify what they say. Verify.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy you say that because there's so many people here on Clubhouse that have gotten scammed. And I say the same thing. Why didn't you all just Google that? Why didn't you do some research? Why didn't you do the work beforehand, right?
A lot of them, I guess you can easily sell them a dream because some people don't believe in hard work. They believe in who you know or who can do X, Y, Z. You know, so if you believe in hard work, number one, and you're serious about your craft, you're going to protect it, first of all. That means do the proper things necessary. Copyrights, you know what I'm saying? Metadata. Register your music the correct way. That's first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Once you do that, now you have to research, and people who say, I'm this, I'm a manager, I can do this, I can get you that. You know what I'm saying? Research and see if they did that for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Or, and I'm going to just say this. Some people may be starting out. Now, if they tell you that, then I will give that person grace because they kept it real. They didn't come in saying, oh, man, I done did this with this person, that person, that person. No, they saying, look, I just started out. I got licensed. That's where you check credentials at that point. What are your credentials? I understand you just starting out, but what are your credentials? If they got licensed, then I might give that person a chance. Everybody has to start somewhere. So just because that person been doing it for years don't mean they the best person for you. The best person for you might be that new person who just got their license, who's eager to grow with you and be there with you and learn. You know what I'm saying? So it's by individual basis, like what you need, where you at in your career as far as your life, and find what works for you at that time. You know what I'm saying? At that present time that you're in.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You just dropped so many gems, and absolutely right. You know, I want to go back to something you were talking about with artists being able to understand the industry and tapping in and how to monetize and how to get their stuff out there. Do you, and I know Bots had this topic in this room the other day too, you know, do you think that the artists are lacking that content and value because of the lack of artist development or just not really understanding the business side of it? What are your thoughts about that?
Social media. And what I mean by that is social media has given artists now, instead of a development time period that you once had to have before you came out, you used to get signed and take you a year and a half to 2 years to come out because you're on a development. They trying new songs. They really trying to find your sound, really trying to find who you are, what's your best attributes when it comes to recording, when it comes to delivery. What's your charisma? They building you. What's your style? What they gonna present you at? Now, with social media, with platforms where you can just go record. Not when I get it mixed and mastered. If somebody tell you it sounds good, you can just throw it out nowadays. And that's why I say social media. You can put it on Instagram. You can put it on all these DSPs. And some of the stuff don't be quality. Some of the stuff, you're not ready. Not to say that you won't ever be ready. But at that moment, being that you have more access to just put your music out, is oversaturated. And a lot of the good artists, the best artists, you know, you got to discover them because them ones actually work. And it seems like some of the artists who just have, because I ain't going to even lie, artists are different. Some artists got talent, some artists got money. And money will trump, you know what I'm saying, talent in some situations. And in my opinion, money should never trump talent. You know what I'm saying? But it will in some situations. You know what I'm saying? Certain situations. So my thing is, Jennifer, is know who you are. Know who you are. Don't be afraid to collaborate. And that's what 100. It's about with me nowadays. It's all about collaboration. Don't be scared to collaborate. Don't act like or think that just because you collaborate is going to take away something from you. It's actually not. Don't actually add value to you, especially if you collaborating with the right people.
Right. And speaking of collaborations, I see some of your team in here. If they want to come out and let us know who they are, what they got going on, feel free. I see DJ Short in here, Tahiti and Anita. If y'all want to introduce yourselves, let us know how you're working with Philo and how that collaboration is going. You're welcome to.
That collaboration is like everything to me, because like you just said, like we family, like it's all like a family thing with us. But it's like we keep it going for like everybody. Like we want the vibe to stay positive, you know. Like it's just like a family thing with us. We don't just like want to do music just to be doing it. Like we want to make sure everybody positive, everybody having a good day. Like, you know, in their mind, like, you know, like it's totally different with us. And like my brother Philo just said, It's family first. Like this is the vibe with us. Like the whole thing with us is just vibe. Like it's good vibe, good music, you know, family. Like we all come together as one. Like it's family before everything. Like just like everybody just say, like, and like I'm gonna let my brother Tahiti go after me. So like, and it's gonna be like the same kind of vibe you've been doing. Like it's not gonna stop. We just get started.
Yeah, I like the whole family vibe, like you said, and that's what it's all about. And I felt that. I felt the authenticity in that room this morning, and even talking to you guys after what you guys are putting up. Tahiti, I see you off mic. What's going on? How you doing tonight? If you're speaking, we can't hear you, so you may have to leave and come back in the room if your mic's not working. Because I do see you off mic. If not, we'll go to Anita if she's available to speak a little bit about the collaboration and what you got going on. Anita, welcome to the space. How you doing?
Check. There we go.
Okay, go ahead, Tahiti. I see you.
Okay, first I was saying peace and love to the space. Thank you, DJ Jen, for allowing this. This is an honor. I'm really glad to be here. I followed Philo. I'm relatively new to Clubhouse, and music like Philo is my everything. Marvin Gaye said music has been my therapy, taking the pain from all my anatomy. And that's a fact for me, you know, spiritually, physically, and any other way. So we definitely have that in common. But what I like about Philo is like what we did today was strictly organic. And I'm meeting great people on this app. And now I have the pleasure to collaborate with this brother here and this team. I'm glad to be a part of. And the brother Sean, shout out to Sean over for Music Lovers Only. He's going to be coming on board this thing, Follow the Groove. I talked with him earlier. And so, yeah, it's on and popping. And we're going to do big things. We're really excited. And I'm just happy to be a part of the team for sure. So, again, thank you, and I'm going to land it there. I appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. And I love the whole concept of it. I do like the whole concept. For those of you stepping into the room right now, those of you tapping in, just getting listening in, you're listening to Philo the Great and his whole team here talking about a dope room that they have, that they started, a great idea that's sparking some really great changes here on Clubhouse. And I just want to say shout out to everybody who's listening in. This is a Simply Vibe Show, Funk Nation Radio. Catch me here every Saturday, 8 to 9 p.m. Y'all know how we do it. We got the vibes. We got everything going on here. With that being said, I'm going to play one more song, come back and talk to everybody here. So keep it locked in. Y'all know how we doing it here.
Hey, hey, start winding up now. Oh.
Y'all know your girl likes her soca vibes. We gotta throw this in here. Hope all my dads are fetting out there, getting your party on. You got that drink, you vibing with us. Let's get it, let's go. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Y'all know I gotta play my soca because I'm a soca head for life, so I gotta throw that in there. But we're back here on Clubhouse. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Simply Vibe Show with your girl DJ Jenny V in the building. We got a lot of DJs in the building right now too. I'm gonna tap in with anybody want to play a set. You're more than welcome to. You know we family all in here. We definitely collaborating. So if anybody wants to play a set, definitely let me know. And if D Bots is available, before we do that, I want him to talk about the cookout. I know he's with his kids, but I definitely want to promo that a little bit. Bots, you in the building?
Say it again. I'm listening. What'd you say?
I was saying if you want to do a quick promo about the cookout coming up. I know you with your kids, but we definitely want to make sure we get that out there. Shout you out for the cookout. Let us know about the details.
They too turned up. I can't talk for extended time right now.
All right. No doubt. Well, we'll definitely tap back in with you and just make sure you go check out Bots, what he's got going on. He's got the cookout coming up, which I will be a sponsor of, and I'm very happy to be involved in it. So shout out to him for that. Back to Philo, by the way. Philo, do you want to play a set for us? I know you play your music too on Clubhouse.
Well, I'm sort of in the same position Bots in. I got the baby, so
I got
I won't
you.
Be able to do a set till later tonight when, you know, she lay her head down the rim.
No, that's cool. It's cool. You know, I got to offer the opportunity because we all collaborating in here. I see 808 in the building as well. I know he's probably busy, but I want to offer him as well. Again, just let me know if anybody wants to do a set. I'd be more than happy to pass it over to you. With that being said, welcome to everybody coming into Clubhouse. So, Philo, tell us a little bit more about what you got going on. Any new projects, collaborations, or who are you looking to collaborate with?
Any dope artists. I'm looking to make it to the cookout. I got to get the one on the cookout. I think, hey, Boss, what number cookout is this? Like number four?
He's
but it's like number 20.
Oh, number 20.
You way back, Philo. You way back.
No. It's probably since I met him. Since I got affiliated with the No Egos Room, I think it's been like three other ones besides this one that's coming up since I've been affiliated. So
yeah.
I want to make it to one of the cookouts as well.
Definitely.
That's one of the things I want to try to check out. But as far as what I got going on, I'm always working. Gospel artist, Nola Brown, she's right now touring. So she's out there doing her thing. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm just, you know, doing this real estate thing. As far as real estate and the music is Nola, Nola Brown. Y'all look her up, NonaBrown. She is a gospel artist. So that's who I'm working with right now, as well as doing the real estate. So my next project is property and houses. You know what I'm saying? Land and property. That's my next thing.
Nice. Definitely got some great stuff going on. Shout out to you for keeping that balance. Anita, we skipped over you, love. I definitely want you to introduce yourself. I know you're part of this team. Let us know what you got going on. How are you tonight?
I am well, thank you very much. I can't really speak long, but I'm just a silent mind. I handle everything administrative on the team.
Well, that's the most important part. That's the glue that keeps it all together, Anita. So you're doing the most important job right here. So shout out to you for that. We appreciate you for joining us here in Clubhouse and being a support system for Philo and all the great things he's doing. Appreciate that. I see we also have Brock in the building. I know Brock is able to speak because Brock has been at the cookout the last couple ones from what I recall. And Brock is another one doing some great collaborations. Brock, you in the building with us?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Shout out to you and to the room, different people here. Definitely always a great platform to hear the things that you got going on and to hear, you know, Philo express himself with such dignity and respect, man. And, you know, me hearing you in this interview has given me a different perspective on who you are as an artist, man. So, you know, shout out to you and salute to you and your team and the people that you're working with.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. But definitely, I've been to the two of the cookouts. I went to a partial one in Charlotte. That's where I met Bots at the first time. And to tell you how following your thoughts and dreams and taking initiative, like, you know, many people are dreamers, but they never take the initiative to help manifest the things it is they dream about. They just keep dreaming. They want it to, you know, everything just be poured into their lap and not make no effort on their part, some of the things that they could do to help manifest it. And I was in a room on Clubhouse. I won't say the room name, but I was in that room one night and I played a rapper who I recorded in my studio. And, you know, there was some questions and some different things going on, dialogue being discussed about this guy's track. And it just so happened that Bots came in the room right at the time that the track had been played and there was discussion going on. And so the individual wanted Bots to hear it and to get Bots' input. And when the song was played, at the end of the track, Bots gave his input. He you know, he liked the artist, the song that he heard, and he said, Don't reach out to me on the back channel on Clubhouse. Reach out to me on IG. And I did reach out to him. When I found out that he had to cook out down in Charlotte, which is about 3 hours from me, I told the artist, I said, look, dude, I said, you know, this man right here is somebody that you pay attention to, that you listen to. We need to go to Charlotte. We need to, you know, put a name a voice with a face so people can know, like, and I wanted to go down there and, you know, meet Bots and meet some of the other people affiliated with what he's doing. And the artists, we both went down. We both got a chance, of course, to meet Bots. We just only went one day. But just that one day was invaluable. The things that I learned, the people I was around, the environment. It was a nice environment. It was good food. It was good fun. There was people very serious about their craft, writers, singers, you name it, rappers. I mean, it was just a great thing, and Botch brought some dope music to it that you know, people had a chance to work on, as well as Rothstein. I think I wasn't in Rothstein's room, but I did get a chance to hear some of the music. It was just a dope environment. And for me to be compelled to go and to see what came out of it, because I didn't go there necessarily to actually write. I went there to get a chance just to see what was it was about. And me being a songwriter, I did write. The artist, he went, he got a chance to meet Botch, he did write. And we both got a chance to do some writing on a song, even get on the mic and do some things. So, you know, that compelled me to go to the cookout in L.A. And I got a chance to see the entire, you know, see what he's doing from a perspective. So
yeah, it's dope. And I'm glad you got to tap in to give us that firsthand experience, because that's what it's all about. I mean, I think so many people, we talk about collaborating, we talk about doing it, but we actually got to put it into action. And that's what Botch is doing with all these dope artists. So thank you for that rundown, Brock. We appreciate you. You're another one doing some great things out here. You know, keep leading with compassion and heart. We definitely appreciate that. Shout out to everybody coming in. What's up, John? I see John in the building. What's going on? How's everybody doing tonight? We celebrating Father's Day weekend. Shout out to all the fathers in the room doing their thing as well. Philo, how you feeling tonight? How's this interview going for you? How's your spirits going?
My spirits always up. You know what I'm saying? I do my best to keep them up. You know, and I'm feeling good. I enjoyed the interview. Thank you for sharing your space. And I do want to give a shout out to everybody who rock with me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. I see Tiki T down there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who rock with me, man, shout out to y'all. Because, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man, to have people, you know, in your circle, real people in your circle, people who hold themselves accountable. When you surrounded by them type of people, ain't nothing you can't accomplish. When you got people who hold themselves accountable, who mean what they say, who go out their way to complete a job, something they say they going to do, them people are invaluable to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Them people, man, you can't put a price on them. It's priceless to have dope people like that. So I love them type people.
Definitely, definitely. And what would you say, you know, as you're building your brand here in Clubhouse and off Clubhouse, what would you say are some of the most important assets that you're looking for as you're building up your brand? What are those values or principles that you need to lock in to say, this is how I'm going to keep building up my brand?
Well, number one is just being authentic and staying true. That's, to me, that's how you build any brand, is to do what you say your brand does, you know, whatever you say you offer that, and offer it at a high quality. And that's the key to growing. And, you know, once you have some, once you build it, the people will come. Cause for anybody to do business with you, they got to see value in the business. If they don't see value in the business, you can't expect them to do business with you if there's no value there. So people do business with people because they see value in that person. I'm getting something of value that I feel like I need that'll make me better, you know? So you just got to make yourself valuable. Understand what you're doing. Offer what you say you offer. You know what I'm saying? And don't hoodwink, bamboozle, take shortcuts. Just keep it real. And people will respect that honesty. You know what I'm saying? That's part of doing good business and getting repetitive business, is being honest and keeping it real.
Keep it 100. I like that. Keep it authentic. And that's something that is missing here in Clubhouse with many people. But the people in this space right now, it's happening. Y'all definitely keeping it 100. What's up, Jean-Michel? If you want to say hello, we'd love to hear from you. How you doing tonight? What's going on? Shout out to the art gallery in the building. Maybe he's tied up. But again, I wanted to say shout out to everybody coming. Yeah, somebody unmuted? Go ahead.
Yeah, DJ Jen, I was wondering if it'd be all right. I see with the time, I'm looking at the time, if we could give you a little example of what Follow the Groove is going to be like.
Yeah, so that would be okay. We got a little under 10 minutes.
Okay, all right. I think we can do a real quick round. DJ Too Short, you hooked up? You ready to go? You ready to rock? You might not.
You got to keep it moving. So let me know. Let me know. We live on the radio.
Yeah.
Let me know.
We you ready to rock? You hooked up? You ready to roll?
Let me get set.
All right. We're going to do just a quick run. I'm going to follow your groove, DJ Jen, that you were on right before we went into that segment there. I'm going to follow that soca groove. Just kind of show you what follow the groove is all about. So it's about matching the groove that you were on, that you started. All right. So you'd be the start. And so this is how we would do that. We would do it just like this.
The man say we never go Ghana. Then I him sing with the bankers. Then I him get the banku with the milk or the dust of the ginger.
Right, too short, you gotta get ready, baby. I'ma cut it short.
Why you put the phone with the boat? Cry man, just leave that same. Because if you do anything, you can see anyhow. I say if you do anyhow,
you gotta follow the groove or you get booted off the stage. If you don't do it, it's a new game. We're getting ready to start. We're excited about it. Phalo the Great came up with it. Freestyle off the top of the dome. I was happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to be a part of the team. All right, DJ Too Short, you ready? I'm going to fade it out. You ready? Can't have no dead air. All right, fading it out. Go, keep the groove, follow the groove.
See where you dance for me, go.
Y'all definitely doing a good job, but we only got a few minutes left, and I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining. I appreciate you. Let me just make sure you are mute over there.
I took two edibles this morning, so right now I'm about to go all in. So just move and give me some good when I'm rolling. Yo, darling, I come here to pump and drink till I drunk and wind up and jump. Anything negative I don't keep from my behind this trunk. I chip in non-stop, not drinking my cup.
That was definitely dope. That was definitely some dope vibes. We definitely catch on to what's going on here. Phalo, take us out with letting us know where everybody can find you, how they can catch you in that new the new house, and where they can, you know, tap in with you. Phalo, you good? You there?
I'm good. Hey, that's how it works. DJ 808, turn right in and follow the
group. Oh, DJ 808, I didn't even know that was DJ
808.
Oh, I like it, I like it. Shout out to all the DJs. I like it. I like it. DJ 808, you just dropped in there just like that. Damn, you dropped it like it's hot.
That's how you do. And see, I like that. I like that. Reason being, because no dead air, he jumped right in. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole purpose of Follow the Groove. You got dope DJs, collaborations, people. Me, so you got DJ 808, just like Tahuti set it off, he followed the groove. And the whole thing is, if you don't follow the groove, you get shot on stage, and then you got to wait around before you come back. But I just wanted to do something different, because we have a lot of music rooms, you know, here on Clubhouse. So I just wanted to do something different, put a different spin on it where everybody can interact,
that.
Especially if you play music. So everybody get a chance to shine and collaborate with one another, and it's fun. Like,
yes.
We did it last night, and it lasted 5-6 hours, and it felt like we was doing it an hour.
Well, we got,
so
like,
fun.
2 minutes left, Phalo, 2 minutes left, so I wanted to shout you out. Tell everybody really quick where they can find you. Everybody else, make sure you catch me back here every Saturday, 8 to 9 p.m., the Simply Vibe Show with your girl, DJ Jenny V, in the building. Phalo, where we can catch you at? Tell us quick.
Man, catch me on all social media sites at Phalo the Great, P-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T. And on Fridays, Follow the Groove House We will be starting on the last Friday of this month at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Let's go!
I'm not perfect, I came from ruthless times. I said truth and I.
Thank you for everybody here in Clubhouse. Let's get it, let's go. Happy Father's Day weekend, turn up.
Look into my eyes, sleeping on sacrifice. What's those on my mind, struggling to survive. Me,
All right, y'all, we off the air. Dope show, y'all. DJ 808, yo, that was pretty dope. I didn't even know it was you at first. That was the dope one. I like it. I like it, Philo. It's going to work out. I like the groove.
Yeah, we want to thank y'all, man. We appreciate y'all.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I like that. 808, you got to come through, man, Friday. It's going to be 8 Eastern. Come through, man. Participate. And to follow the groove, it'll be dope.
Every Friday, man.
Right-hand drive cars are becoming increasingly common on American roads. There are no regulations prohibiting the use of a right-hand drive car on public roads in the United States. As long as an automobile follows federal emissions and safety standard statuses, it can be licensed and used by anyone holding a driver's license. A vehicle at least 25 years old can also be legally imported, whether it complies with all the requirements. But keep in mind, right-hand drive vehicles are usually a little bit more difficult to insure than any other vehicle. So where do right-hand drive cars actually come from? First, many are imported from countries that drive on the opposite side of the road as compared to the U.S., a list that includes automotive hotspots such as Japan, UK, and Australia. All of these countries' imports from Japan are the most popular, thanks to the good condition of all its used vehicles, affordable resale prices, and the appeal to car enthusiasts of their own unique or high-performance models that were never sold on this side of the Pacific Ocean. Secondly, a surprising domestic source for right-hand drive vehicles is Postal Service Jeeps. Jeep has a long history of building right-hand drive editions of its various SUVs for use by postal workers, which can easily lean out the window and make their delivery into roadside boxes. The Jeep Wrangler is also available in the right-hand drive in a single edition that pairs the sport trim with a turbocharged four-cylinder engine and rear-wheel drive.
Welcome to Burnout, a brand new show for and with car enthusiasts. Keep it locked in here. We have our first episode coming up talking about the why gain popularity of right-hand drive cars. Stay tuned. Welcome to Burnout, a brand new show for and with car enthusiasts. Keep it locked in. This is our first episode and we'll be talking about the widespread popularity of right-hand drive cars. Stay tuned. Right-hand drive cars are becoming increasingly common on American roads. There are no regulations prohibiting the use of a right-hand drive car on public roads in the United States. As long as an automobile follows federal emissions and safety standards It can be licensed and used by anyone holding a driver's license. But keep in mind, these right-hand drive vehicles are usually more difficult to insure than any other vehicle. So where do right-hand drive cars come from? First, many are imported from countries that drive on the opposite side of the road, as compared to the U.S. That list may include automotive hotspots such as Japan, the U.K., and of course, Australia. Of these countries, imports from Japan are usually the most popular. A secondly surprising domestic source for right-hand drive vehicles is the Postal Service, Jeeps. Jeeps has a long history. No, let's just get that off. Right-hand drive cars are becoming increasingly common on American roads. There are no regulations prohibiting the use of right-hand drive cars on public roads in the United States. As long as an automobile follows federal emissions and safety standards statutes, it can be licensed and used by anyone holding a driver's license. So where do right-hand drive cars come from? First, many are imported from countries that drive on the opposite side of the road, which compares to Japan, UK, and Australia. Of these countries, imports from Japan happen to be the most popular. A surprising other source for these vehicles is Postal Service Jeeps. Jeep has a long history of building out right-hand drive editions of its various SUVs for use by postal workers who can easily lean out the window and make their delivery into roadside boxes. The Jeep Wrangler is available in right-hand drive in a single edition that pairs the sport trim with a turbocharged four-cylinder engine and rear-wheel drive.